Find it in Greenfield now on Bear Country 95.3. And Hannah's here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hannah, how's your new home base?
Oh my gosh, thank you for asking. It is awesome. Yeah. I love being downtown. It's great. We're right in the heart of everything.
I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the future, too.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. That's big news for the Greenfield Business Association. But Find It in Greenfield, you know, on Tuesday mornings, we talk to a different business in Greenfield, a different group, maybe an activity that's happening. What do we have going on this morning, Hannah?
Ooh, this morning we have Raymond from Roundabout Books in to talk about everything that they've got going on over there, which I'm so excited about. Thanks for coming, Raymond.
Thanks for having me over. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Raymond, how are you today?
I'm well. I'm doing great. Thanks.
All right. Well, let me, I'd love to learn more about Roundabout Books. Can you give me a little bit of history of,
sure,
of the bookstore?
I'd be delighted. Yeah, we started in 2012, and we started in the old Kimball's Laundry building on Kenwood Street. So this was truly an off-the-beaten-path bookstore.
I mean,
we were there.
Are.
We were hidden in plain view. It's actually a great building, and it's a nice modern warehouse, but it's the kind of thing that you could drive by and not see. So we operated there for 10 years. We began as a used bookstore, mm-hmm. and then in 2019, we began having new books as well. And somewhere in between there, we also started selling CDs and DVDs at these big monthly sales. So we did that at Kenwood Street, and then I had the opportunity in 2021 to buy our current building at 85 Pier Street, which is a beautiful 19th mm-hmm. century soap factory. And we rented that, or sorry, we renovated that for 2.5 years, opening to the public in November of 2023. And so I just love our new space. And we've been operating there for about a half a year now. And we have three floors, and we have new books, used books, vintage books, and children's books. We have a whole children's room. So that's our new place.
Yeah, awesome. I think that building is deceivingly big.
It really is.
First of all, for people who don't know, it's right in the middle of a residential area.
Totally. Yeah, that's like very. It was like
you have legitimate
mixed zoning
neighbors.
Before it was cool.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You have real neighbors.
We definitely do. Yeah, like people like coming out to walk their dog or whatever. Like people, you know, putting out their trash at the regular houses. Across the street, we have a very charismatic old building that was the old Chauncey Wing and Sons. So sometimes people also looking for the bookstore, they're like, oh, it must be that one. And then they go to Iron Johnny's place. But our place like is like sort of a city on a hill. I mean, it's a giant spot, but you can miss it. It can blend in. It sets back from the road a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. So how many books do you think you have in your store?
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're unusual. Some would say obsessive because we catalog.
You don't say no. Don't
you? Yeah, exactly. Right.
No.
Well, it's funny the kinds of things that become like badges of honor in the book business, you know. But we actually catalog most of our books, which is highly unusual for a used bookstore.
Okay.
So I can tell you that we have 47,000 things cataloged of today,
God.
And a little over 10,000 at Boswell's Books, our satellite in Shelburne Falls. We're the fourth owners out there.
Okay.
And we have space for at least 100,000 books.
Wow.
So
you got a ways to go then.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. When we started, we had 20,000 things cataloged. So we've added 30,000 in the last 6 months. And we really have.
Yeah, you can't say no.
Well, that's really true. And, you know, we started taking. So we buy books, but we also started taking any and all donations about 10 years ago. And that has been an interesting experience because, like, this past month, we brought in more books than we've ever brought in, 30 tons in July.
Wow.
And that's a lot of people just coming up and saying, hey, I hear you take books. I have a truckload. You know, so we will take in any and all books. So absolutely. Yeah, that's not saying no has become a defining aspect of all of our books. But it is also the case that we, and I think this is maybe more unusual than I realized, but I really have a love of public libraries. And, you know, a lot, I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of people are fond of public libraries, but it can be the kind of thing that is a little unusual for a bookstore. Like we have, a couple of hundred steel library stacks that house most of our books.
Okay.
And I have a lot of joy in just cataloging things, organizing things. I love it when people come in, they assume that the main level is our only bookstore.
Mm.
And then after a minute or so, it's, oh, you know, we have used books upstairs. And they go up there and like, oh my God. All this stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, they're alphabetized. You know, just like play it cool, you know. oh yeah, they're alphabetized, they're cataloged. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, great. You know, so it's for people that it's the kind of thing you like if you like that kind of thing. You know, just the idea of having 88 library shelves of used books that you didn't know were there with all these alphabetical authors, of, you know, looking for, you know, what you're looking for and being able to lay your hand on it.
Sure.
Is kind of a joy. And like I said, for me, I connect that to, you know, the libraries when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know, and now too, absolutely, places like the Greenfield Public Library. But for me, it's like a little bit of an homage to that, you know, like mm-hmm. taking that kind of library ethic and moving it into, you know, a local business.
We're talking to Raymond, who's from Roundabout Books, which is right here in Greenfield. It's Find It in Greenfield, and not just books over there at your location.
That's true. Yeah. So we have CDs and DVDs cataloged. As well. And we ship those all around the world. We do ship around the world.
Wow.
And once a month we do another eccentric thing, which is we do a 10,000 CD and DVD sale. We do each DVD or CD is $2 on Friday, and then it becomes $1 over the weekend.
Ooh.
And we start fresh every time. And we also have big Gaylords of, these are big bins that fit on a pallet. So we have big, like 65 cubic foot cardboard bins of 50 cent books at the same time.
Okay.
We just had that. We just finished that yesterday.
Okay. All right.
So we do that once a month. People will come again. I this is, you know, betrays my eccentricity, but people will say, oh, you know, I definitely want to come to this next year. I was like, oh, no. This happens every month.
So
every
is it the first weekend of every month?
Not always. I try to do it consistently if I can.
Okay.
But if sometimes it takes 5 weeks to get the product together.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's 4 weeks, sometimes it's 5 weeks.
Got
but
it.
It's been monthly for the last 8 years.
We'll follow along on social media like everybody else in the world.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, how are we doing, Hannah? What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'm blown away. You know, I mean, it's really, it's so cool. And I love our family of bookstores mm-hmm. in Greenfield. It's just incredible. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's never ending that people love books. Like Raymond, you said, put your hands on it. Like people want to read that physical book. So whether they get it from the library, maybe they find something they love and they pop over to the bookstore because they want to be like me and keep that book forever and ever just to look at it and remember it when you look at it up on the shelf. But it's, yeah, it's worth a trip over there because it really is so cool. And I just want to say, too, that I love the neighborhood that you all are in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's right off of Wells Street. There are great businesses up there. And I can't help but think when I drive up there, you know, you can sort of see the history of Greenfield in the mm-hmm. architecture and the way that homes and businesses used to really flow together. And I know we got all the zoning and all the everything, but I do kind of love those neighborhood things and thinking about the soap that was made there and the people that probably just walked up and bought it.
Raymond, one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you come up with the name Roundabout Books?
Very briefly, I almost had a business partner. He thought better of the plan in 2012. And he had a place at the Roundabout. So we were going to be at the Roundabout in Greenfield.
Oh, okay.
And then within weeks, we were not going to be at the Roundabout. But I was like, but Roundabout Books is such a nice name.
It yeah. is.
So we kept it. I like the sound of it. Maybe it makes me think of Roundabout Theater Company or something. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I just like the sound of the name. And it's nice to have a name more than just Ray's Books or something, you know.
Good.
It's nice to have an entity of its in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Roundabout Books are on Pierce Street, 85 Pierce Street in Greenfield. This is Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3. Hannah, a quick shout out on people who want to be a part of the Greenfield Business Association.
Yes, please. Greenfieldbusiness.org. You can hop over there, see all of our members are listed. You can pop over, like we said, to Roundabout Books social media, follow along for the media sale and see who else is part of the business association. It's a great family.
It's Bear Country 95.3.